Somebody shout hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. Amen. This is tape 110226. Amen. Shalom, beloved of God, welcome to Prophetic Hour with Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladunjoye, where destinies are aligned, foundations are corrected, and lives are repositioned for divine flourishing. This is your month of being planted to flourish, and this morning, every evil foundation resisting your growth shall be uprooted by fire. Lift your voice and say, my ground shall no longer resist my harvest, in Jesus' mighty name. Today's focus is on uprooting evil foundation. The theme for today is uprooting evil foundation. And our scriptural reading is from the book of Hosea, chapter 10, verse 12, the book of Hosea, chapter 10, verse 12. And I read, it says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Can you say amen to that? It is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Amen. I like to give you this prophetic reflection. The Spirit of the Lord says, before rain falls, the ground must be broken. Fallow ground is not cursed ground. It's not a cursed ground. It is neglected ground. It is soil that once produced, but over time became hardened. Many believers are praying for rain, but heaven is saying, break up your fallow ground. For new growth to appear, old resistances must be broken. And some resistances are emotional wounds never healed, patterns inherited but never confronted, mindset formed in fear, compromises normalized over time, foundations laid before you were born. Beloved, you cannot flourish on a faulty foundation. When the root is wrong, the fruit struggles. This morning, we are not trimming leaves. We are digging deep. We are uprooting foundations. Amen. As a way of exhortation, there's a statement in that verse of the scripture which says, it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and rain righteousness. Notice something. It says, until he comes. Time to seek the Lord until he comes and rain righteousness. Flourishing requires persistence. Until, you have to continue, until. So deliverance requires confrontation. Growth requires breaking. If the farmer refuses to break the soil because it is hard, he will lose the season. But you will not lose this season we have found ourselves. It's a great season. Some of you are in a divine season, but the ground of your destiny has been resisting productivity. That narrative will change today. In the mighty name of Jesus. I said this morning, the plow of heaven is moving. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As I was going through that reflection, I want you to hear this word of knowledge. In the midst of it, the Spirit of God is talking about a repeated cycle of delay. Repeated cycle of delay. Please, I want you to hear me very well because the word might be for you. The Spirit of the Lord is showing me someone, you have entered promising seasons. Repeatedly, you have entered promising seasons. But at the point of manifestations, something collapses. It's like you are always there, almost there, almost there. I want you to know that this is not coincidence. It is a foundation issue. There is a pattern of almost there, but never there. That is worrying you. The pattern of almost there, but never there. The Lord says today that that cycle is being uprooted. You are under the sound of my voice. The Lord is saying that that cycle is being uprooted now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This is connected to a generational pattern where progress was always interrupted. But by the blood of Jesus, the interruption ends today in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not repeat what your lineage repeated. Those things, the negative things that your lineage repeated, you will no longer repeat them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The second word of knowledge, please listen. It's emotional hardness blocking spiritual sensitivity. Emotional hardness blocking spiritual sensitivity. I see someone whose heart became hardened after betrayal and disappointment. You still pray. No doubt about it. You still serve. But inwardly, something closed. That hardness has quietly blocked intimacy with God and your sensitivity to divine direction. The Lord is saying today, I am breaking that fallow ground. Hear what the Lord is saying again. I am breaking that fallow ground. Tears you have not cried will be released. Healing you postponed will begin now. And your spiritual sensitivity will return stronger than before. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Prophetic prayer. Lift your hands wherever you are. And say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we are standing on Hosea chapter 10, verse 12, that every fallow ground in our lives to break now in the name of Jesus Christ. Please, I want you to listen. After leading you, you can come back and take the prayer points one by one and pray them as you want. The first one is every fallow ground in our lives, break now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil foundation, sustaining stagnation in my life around me, Lord, let it be uprooted now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Prophetically, I speak over you that every foundation sustaining stagnation in your life be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Every inherited limitation be dismantled now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every ancestral voice speaking against our progress, against your progress, I command it to be silenced by the blood of Jesus Christ. Plow deep, O Lord. Expose hidden roots, my Heavenly Father. Destroy secret altars. Remove spiritual resistance. In the mighty name of Jesus, let righteousness reign upon us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Please, I want you to go along with me again in some prophetic declarations. I want you to declare boldly and say, I break up every fallow ground in my life. I uproot every evil foundation resisting my flourishing. I disconnect from ancestral patterns of delay. I will not repeat negative cycles. My heart is fertile ground for divine instruction. My roots are planted in righteousness. The rain of heaven is falling upon my destiny. It's falling upon my family. It's falling upon my spouse and upon my children. I flourish beyond former limitations. I rise above foundational battles. I am planted to flourish. And flourish, I shall, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want to decree over you now, as I'm rounding up, hear this prophetic release. I decree The rain of righteousness is falling on your finances. It is falling on your ministry. It is falling on your children. It is falling on your health. It is falling on your spiritual life. It is falling on everything that is a concern to you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, where the ground was hard, it is now broken. Where roots were evil, they are now uprooted. Where growth was delayed, acceleration begins now. You will not struggle to produce fruit again. I say it one more time. You will not struggle to produce fruit again. For the third time, you will not struggle to produce fruits again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In closing, Father, seal this work this morning. Let no evil root re-enter into anyone's life, in anyone's home. Let no old pattern resurrect. Establish your righteousness as our new foundation. May we not only be planted, may we flourish consistently. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Once more, this is Pastor Wale Rich Oladunjoye reminding you that when foundations are corrected, destinies accelerate. You are not buried, you are planted, and you are planted to flourish. Shalom. I want you to be blessed, remain blessed, and be eternally blessed. And in case you want to get in touch with me, please dial +234 9022 352 952. Be blessed until I come your way again tomorrow. Amen. Keep sharing the tape.